Shalom everyone, and I hope you are doing well. Today we are going to discuss the second malacha mentioned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph, and that malacha is choresh, which means plowing the ground, preparing it, and softening it up to seed and allow things to grow more easily. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin gives a hakdama that explores the fundamental applications and principles of choresh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over there that any action one does that smooths the ground, that makes it softer and easier to plant, is going to be a violation of choresh on Shabbos. Some of the examples that the Mishnah Berurah gives is if one has a mound or a hill and they flatten it, if one has a hole and they fill it up, any action where your uzzes offer memkomo, when you move dirt from one area to another area that makes the ground softer and easier to plant, is going to be a violation of choresh on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out even further that if one were to do an action of smoothing the ground and making it even in outside would be a violation of choresh, that same action which is done inside one's house, if their house does not have tiled floors like they had back in the day, so that would be a violation of bona. The same action which would be a violation of the malach of choresh outside, flattening the ground, if one did that inside in order to make their own floor of their house, which is not tiled, even smoother, so that would be a violation of bona on Shabbos. In this Simon and Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Shulchan Aruch, rather, quoting from the Gemara, brings up the famous halacha of a davar shein miskaven, which is applicable within the context of choresh. What is a davar shein miskaven? The Shulchan Aruch explains as follows: if one were to do an action, such as dragging a bench or a chair across a field, that may result in the issur of choresh. It may result in creating a furrow in the ground, a ditch in the ground, holes in the ground, and that would be a violation of choresh. If it's not definitely going to result in making those holes, that's going to be mutar on Shabbos based on the principle of a davar shein miskaven. If I were to do action X, that may result in Y, which is usher, that is mutar on Shabbos. However, the Shulchan Aruch points out in Sif Dalid that if it's definitely going to result in making the ground softer and easier to plant, then that would be a violation of choresh, even though it's not my intention, based off the principle of a psik resha. The example that Shulchan Aruch gives over there, if one has a very heavy barrel and they push the barrel across the field, that will most definitely result in flattening out the ground. That's going to be a violation of choresh on Shabbos, despite the fact that it's not my intention, because that's what we call a psik resha. When I do action X, which is mutter, that will lead to Y, which is usher, that's going to be usher on Shabbos. Another very interesting halacha l'maaseh ramification that is applicable to the realm of choresh is it mutter to wear high heels on Shabbos for women, or to wear a cane, walk around with a cane, or use crutches if one needs to, in order to walk in an area where it's going to cause a hole in the ground? So the simple understanding of the halacha is that it would be usher because it would definitely result in causing a hole in the ground. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Aleph Sif Yud Zayin discusses a case in where there's an elderly person or a crippled who needs to be walking around with a cane in order to help him walk. And the concern of the Shulchan Aruch in that case only has to do with the Isser of Otzah, the Isser of carrying something outside or inside on Shabbos. And this leads many of the Achronim to point out that the Shulchan Aruch was not concerned with the Isser of choresh, despite the fact that it's seemingly definitely going to cause a hole in the ground. Why is that going to be okay? So the Prima Gadim explains in the Mishnah of Zahav that it is mutter and not going to be a violation of choresh, despite the fact that it's definitely going to result in holes in the ground if a person is walking around with a cane, and the cane's very sharp, and it's going to make a hole in the ground, based off of many different halachic factors that one can combine together, such as the fact that it is only a psik resha, which is also mean to Rabbanan. It is derech kilkel, meaning you are destroying the ground. It's not a constructive action. It is kalach aryad. You are not directly causing the holes in the ground, but doing it in an indirect fashion. And by based of all these halakhic factors, many of the Achronim say that it's mutter for one to walk around with a cane or to walk around with high heels on Shabbos. Just very quickly, you pointed out that an action done inside one's house, if it were to be done outside, would be a violation of choresh. If it was done inside, it would be a violation of bona. Is not so applicable bizman hazeh, because we all have tiled floors, and therefore the post can point out that already bizman hazeh, since we live in towns where mostly the houses are tiled, therefore it would be mutter, for example, to sweep one's house, even though if one were to sweep on a non-tiled floor, that would result in choresh outside or bona inside. Bizman says, since we have tile floors, we do not need to be concerned with that, because one can actually smooth out the ground to be violating bona. An extension of its halacha, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Perek Chagim Harayud, rather, that if a person has a merpeset, a porch, or a patio that's tiled, that is connected to one's house, one would be permitted to sweep there as well, because we could view these tiled areas as an extension of the house, and even though it would be usher to sweep outside, just on the street, inside one's house, or on the porch or the deck which is connected to it, would also be permissible on Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll pick up with another Malacha next week.